Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Chicago just released records and video connected to last fall's incident that led Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to fire then-Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. WBBM Steve Miller has been going over those records. He's live on the Newsline with late details.
Right, Lisa, it was not long after midnight. The police body cam video shows an officer walk up to Johnson's vehicle, which is stopped at an intersection. Johnson's in the driver's seat, and apparently, as has been widely reported, he was asleep at the wheel.
Sir? Sir? You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good? Got your ID?
And after a while, Johnson shows the officer his ID. The officer asks Johnson, "You just sitting here or do you want to go home?" Johnson says, "I'm good." Johnson had initially said it was medication that was responsible for the incident, but there were reports he'd been drinking with a woman, not his wife, at Ceres Bar. Mayor Lightfoot had said there were inconsistencies in Johnson's story, and she fired him. Reporting live, Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.